This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9
with Simon and Paul.
Here we go!
We have in the studio tonight Joseph and Vlad from Paprika Balkanicus. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, no, it is.
Really good.
Or Paprika Balkanicus.
Exactly. Or Paprika, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, we have them in the studio with us tonight. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
And your group comes from Romania, Serbia, and Slovenia. How did you all meet up, and how do you get on together?
Well, I guess that's the same place. London.
Yeah.
London is the crime of the scene, or the scene of the crime, however.
That's my hometown.
Right.
So you know what we're talking about then.
Yeah.
We all came there to study music, except me, actually. They all came to study music to academies or universities, so classical music. But then, I guess, also, beside the classical music, we all have this passion towards the traditional music, and that's how we actually met.
And is there a difference in the style of music, the gypsy music, from each of the countries that you come from?
There is a slight difference, of course, because as everybody knows, the gypsies are sort of travelers, so they move around a lot, and they bring their own culture, but they also kind of adopt the culture from wherever you are. So throughout the Balkans, gypsy music is slightly different, but you can possibly categorize it as a gypsy Balkan music. But if you would go anywhere else, for example, Russian gypsy music is different, Spanish gypsy music is different,
flamenco, yeah,
yes. completely different, there are slight differences in style.
So how do you organize yourself? So that's, do you try to cover all the different styles, or do you stick to one style?
Well, firstly, we grown up in the city, so we are sort of, I would say, urban gypsy band in that meaning that basically, because most of us is classically educated, you have a bit of a different timbre, different tone on your instrument than the like traditional rural playing would be. So we not try to do something that they would do. We just do it on our own way, that we think that it sounds good to us, and hopefully to somebody else too. So we try to blend rather than just the musics from different places in Balkans. We try also to blend it with the classical music, because lots of the classical composers would actually, through all Eastern Europe, would have their inspiration in traditional music for the centuries, actually.
Okay, so it's like you do your own interpretation of the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for the record, Joseph, what instrument do you play?
I am the silly man in the band. I play bass.
I'm Vlad.
I'm even sillier. I play guitar.
And you've also got two accordions. Yeah. Why two?
Two accordions. Well, it's they kind of came in a package, really.
We get two for one.
We were looking for an extra instrument because we wanted to expand our sound. We started originally as trio, as a double bass, as an electric double bass, acoustic guitar and violin, but that kind of had its own limitations because we had only rhythm section and one solo instrument, so we wanted to expand, and we heard about one actually of the two accordionists, and we got in touch with him, and then we discovered actually his good friend also studies with him, so they kind of came together as a package.
Well, they're twins. They're just 6 months difference, as we say. Twins. They grow up in the same city of Kragujevac in Serbia. They play the same instruments. we like to joke that they always share the same girlfriends. However, they are pretty much like real brothers. They you know, since they were six or something, they're going together this study. So they are all, I mean, we do play from time to time as four piece, simply because they're still both, one of them actually already finished, but the other one is still, Misha is still studying. He's just about to do his Master's of Arts degree now at the Royal Academy. And because the schedule at the Academy is so full on, sometimes they couldn't both of them go away, like especially like the long tours, as is this one, 7 weeks, it's quite a long one. So
My colleague Paul, sitting opposite me, seems to think that the term gypsy is slightly derogatory and the term should really be Roma music and Roma people.
Exactly.
Do you care to comment on that?
Well, it is, you know, as long as the people understand what it goes, we don't see anything you know, as long as you know the people, as long as you know the culture, you know, then these barriers and these stigmas can go down, because what the Roma or the Gypsy people brought in culturally to the whole Europe is amazing contribution, and you can see it through pretty much almost every country in Europe. You know, you have bands from Scotland to Greece and everywhere else in between, to Bulgaria, and I think that once the people will start to understand their culture better, also these barriers and will come down. This is why we try to represent some of the Roma music just in maybe the countries where are not that common, you know, where the Roma population is not that common, just that the people would see how they are. I mean, definitely this is one of the joyous music everywhere, or flamenco, if you see the passion that the Roma people puts into the music is just amazing.
The Gypsy or Roma sound seems to be very popular today, not only in world music, but in pop too. Yeah. Why do you think this has happened?
Well, this is maybe lucky coincidence. I think now some of the new bands, lots of, let's say, New York bands, who doesn't really have any connection directly with the Balkan or stuff, would be the bands like Balkan Beatbox, and nobody's from the Balkans, let's say. Let's say Gypsy punk band Gogol Bordello, you know, nobody's from the Balkans. But they have some Russian people in and Ukrainian, I think, but they're New York, they're urban band from New York, but I guess they liked the sound of the sound of these.
It is a great sound. Vlad, you've been touring with the Cat Empire and on the WOMAD circuit, and I think our friends from Vardos were also on the gig at the Forum here in Melbourne. How has all the touring been for you, and do you prefer just Paprika Balkanicus headlining the bill on their own?
I think the tour with Cat Empire was fantastic, and I would use this opportunity to thank them for inviting us to be their support. I think it worked in many ways. First of all, because they are a band that it doesn't do just popular music. For people who are familiar with that music, they would probably easily hear their influence from South American music all the way up to Eastern European music. So I think in that sense, in terms of genre, we kind of fit it together quite well. But also on the other hand, our lineups are completely different, so we have completely different instruments. So I think in that sense we really fit really well. Also, basically, they've opened up, they gave us this opportunity to play in front of the thousands of people.
Yes.
And at the moment, we played, I would say, maybe between 8 and 10,000 people were there when we sort of performed two pieces together. So I think we might prefer one day when we'll be able to fill up the venues of 10,000 people on our own, we'll prefer to do only Paprika Line.
You've been to Australia before, haven't you?
We've been to Australia last year. We've been invited to perform at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, where we had four sold-out shows. And then we performed also, we have two performances in Melbourne. It was East Brunswick, like which we are doing today.
Tomorrow,
2nd of April.
Can I just interrupt you there for a second? Whilst we're talking about the show tomorrow, we do have some giveaway tickets for that. So if you'd like to ring in to Joy on 9699 2949, the first two people who ring in can have a double pass to see Paprika or Paprika Balkanicus tomorrow night.
And that's at East Brunswick Hotel, 280 Lygon Street in East Brunswick.
Yeah.
96992949.
Pre-sales are fantastic, so it won't be empty house.
Won't be, so they're lucky to get tickets.
Yep.
You've had a very busy touring schedule, and you've got an even busier one ahead from what I can see, both in Australia, the WOMAD festivals in Abu Dhabi and Spain, and gigs in Ireland and the UK, including the Royal Albert Hall, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's in April. Later on, we're going to Italy also.
Oh, right.
It's quite a busy summer, yeah.
From what I saw, that will take you through to the end of July. What are the group's plans for the future after that?
Well, for August, I rather wouldn't say nothing because it's nothing confirmed, but might be quite busy. Otherwise, I think we're gonna need maybe like a week or two off because we don't have any week off. So pretty much, and because we live all in London, you know, there's not really point to go for 2 or 3 days back home. So we need at least a week that makes reasonable to go on plane and fly wherever, to Slovenia, Serbia, Romania.
So for August, we've got 1 week off confirmed.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we hope somebody phoned in for those tickets, because it'll be a great gig tomorrow night, I feel sure. Thank you for joining us tonight, Joseph and Flood from Paprika Balkanicus, and as we said, you can catch them at the East Brunswick Hotel tomorrow night. That's 280 Lygon Street, East Brunswick, at 8:30.
Yes, I guess so. The doors open at 8, and we'll be just a bit after. So,
Right. Thanks for coming into Joy.
Thank you very much. Should I say thank you, Paul Simon, or thank you, Paul and Simon, or thank you, Simon and Paul?
Whichever way,
we don't mind.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.